Another day of impassioned debate is taking place at the Indiana Statehouse. Lawmakers there are considering a near total ban on abortion. If passed, Indiana's law would be one of the strictest in the nation. Thousands of people on both sides of the abortion issue made their voices heard yesterday as a special legislative session got underway. WBEZ reporter Michael Puente is there. And Mike, how much attention is being paid in Indiana to this special session?
Oh, a lot of attention is paid to it. This is a special session has rarely occurred in Indiana. In fact, it just started this year as a way to address budgetary concerns. But when Roe versus Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court, the Indiana General Assembly decided to use it as an opportunity to pass more restrictions on abortion.
Indiana is one of the first Republican-controlled state legislators that would consider this near-total ban on abortions since the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. What are the specifics of this proposal?
Well, right now, they are still, arguing over what the specifics would be. But right now, there would be very few exceptions to abortion. They would be pregnancy in cases of rape, incest, if the mother's life is at risk, or what's called fatal-fetal anomalies. So those exceptions right there would be the only exceptions right now under the proposed bill, which a female can seek an abortion.
I understand this is a bill, it's a proposal. We don't know what, if anything, will be passed into law. But under this proposal, I understand women wouldn't be committing a criminal offense if they tried to get an abortion. What about doctors?
Well, that's really one of the main concerns. Doctors are feeling pressure that they could be subject to not criminal prosecution, but the loss of their license. In fact, they were debating the committee hearing this bill that the female seeking an abortion, if she was to get one, would not be subject to a criminal investigation. But the doctor certainly would have to go through before a sort of a review board to see if they committed any violation of the law. And if they did, they could lose their license.
So even though this would be one of the strictest anti-abortion laws in the country, if it were passed, some members of the public think it doesn't go far enough. Here is a minister named Brian Schrenk.
I've seen firsthand how Indiana has become an abortion tourism state, with many men and women coming from Ohio and Kentucky to murder their children since Roe was overturned. I'm calling on you, to senators, to fear God more than you fear the left and to abolish this evil once and for all.
Michael, what are the views of the citizens of Indiana? I know that broadly in the United States, there's a lot of support, majority support for abortion rights. What about in Indiana?
Well, Indiana is a very conservative Republican state. And the first day of the session yesterday, there were definitely supporters or opponents on both sides of the line. There are many abortion access advocates were out in force yesterday, but also you had a number of conservatives who took Republican members of the Indiana legislature to task, saying that the bill that's being proposed, which has the exceptions, was not strong enough. And they were urging a total ban on abortion with no exceptions.
We only have about 30 seconds here, Michael, but do Republicans have the chance to get this through?
I believe so, but it is going to have those exceptions in there, and that I believe the more conservative the Hoosiers are not going to be happy with it. And this is not going to stop the abortion debate in Indiana, because they are going to continue to push for a total ban.
Michael Puente covers Indiana for WBEZ. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.